Davis, and it is season 5. Can you believe it?
No. Premiere season episode.
5. Season episode 5. 1. Here Crazy. We are.
We have so much to catch up on.
Oh my gosh. So much to catch up
on. Like, seriously.
I mean, you and I have sort of caught up on this, yeah, yeah. But like, our listeners.
Yeah. Even there's things I haven't told you, but I figured I'd tell you on the podcast, so.
Wow. Keeping secrets. Is this how we're starting season 5?
That's it, yeah. That's exactly right. No. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, you had a birthday. So
I did have a birthday. I am now 40 or 4 million, as my children like to say.
So no. Fucking exciting for me to know that
I'm now 40.
Yeah, just that. I'm like, oh, we're in our 40s.
I know.
Because God. It used to be like, how's Jody? I'm like, younger than me. Fuck you.
Like, you know, I actually, now that you mention it, like, it kind of hadn't hit me of like, now I'm not like 39. I'm like, I'm 40.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm fine. Like, I'm doing good. With it.
Yeah. Let me give you
I made it this far. Holy shit. You know?
Exactly. And let me just give you a little advice someone once gave me that, you know, the closer you get to 50, the less you can trust a fart. Just keep that in the back of your head.
Oh my God.
It's a true, you have to be cautious of these things. As you get older, you don't know. You could lose a 50-50 now. You think you've got control? You don't have control.
Okay. Good. We're done.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And scene.
Uh-huh. Also, you care less and less about what people fucking think of you. That's what I... Well, you didn't care that much to begin with.
Right. Right. Although it alternates between not giving any fucks and being like, oh my God, yeah. Everyone hates me. Yeah. So, you know, it's just... It's sort of a grab bag of neuroses. Really? Right.
If that's not the title of this episode, someone else comes up.
A grab bag of neuroses
kind of sums up this fucking podcast.
Yeah, it really does. I have a birthday, and one of the glorious presents that I got from you and our friends Gemma and Joan was this amazing t-shirt, and now I'm gonna describe it.
Yeah. Can I describe it?
Yeah,
you'll describe mine.
You describe it. It's from F and Birds. Yeah. Which we've talked about before on the podcast. Aaron Reynolds, I love him. I love Effin' Birds. Yeah. It's a hilarious book and Instagram page to follow. It's basically like beautiful Audubon drawings of birds with really just angry, inappropriate statements next to them.
Like judgy birds.
Judgy birds. Right. And so I have a glorious pink flamingo on my shirt, and it says...
It says, I got all the time in the world to be petty as fuck.
And, you know, I was thinking that the other day, though. I was like, I choose my pettiness very well. It's not something I engage in often, but when I do... I do put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, no, that's why I love when you get a little petty, because you rarely do. So when you pick your fucking moments, I'm like, oh, damn.
I love the shirt. Yeah, I got all the, because I jokingly say that all the time. Like, I got all the time in the world to be petty as fuck.
Yeah, so they designed that for you. And I'm wearing mine from my birthday, just to give them a full shout out.
Yeah.
And I have what I believe is a sparrow on mine. Looking very judgmentally down on something, and it says,
"Don't make me cunt a bitch," which you may remember from season 4.
Was it four or three? I think it was three.
I mean, look at us. We have so many seasons of a podcast now. We can't even remember.
Also,
that could have been 3 weeks and we wouldn't remember anyway.
The way that these t-shirts fit us is hilarious. Like hers, you can see everything, but because I'm so fucking flat chested, I have to basically stick my riblets out to make you be able to read it.
Mine's like stretched across. Yeah.
I'm like a billboard, basically. Just flat.
Well.
Yeah, I know. It's all right.
It's okay. But we both have our special shirts on. I know. So I love that. Gosh, what else? So yeah, 40.
You got engaged.
I got engaged.
And we're talking about that also because it's Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is Valentine's Day.
It was.
Right. And look, as much as I think it's a, you know, sort of invented silly holiday,
it's not actually.
Well, hold on. More importantly, it's Sabrina's favorite holiday.
Yes, that's true.
You have no idea. She just lit up right now. She was like, I remember it.
I had a friend describe it as like my Halloween, but like nobody likes Valentine's Day. So she's like, of course you will.
Right. of course.
I actually love Valentine's.
No, I think it's fun. It's sweet. Yeah. I don't like to put any pressure on it, Mescal. And I usually are just like, let's do something like 3 days before, 3 days after, because, you know, on Valentine's Day is usually a nightmare.
Although it's a Monday, so I don't know. It'll be that much of a nightmare.
It's always a nightmare.
It's not actually made up holiday.
It's St. Valentine's. Yeah. I know. The commercialization bullshit of it is.
Well, of course, but that's pretty much every holiday. That's Christmas.
Oh, I know. And I don't. I have a, you know, a love-hate relationship with the consumerism that consumes our holidays.
See, I used to hate Valentine's Day, and I've had I actually liked it before that. I liked it when I started loving it when I was, when I was single for a long time.
Okay.
Because partly after my sister passed away, because I sort of started to think about all the like, really shitty Valentine's days, and we had these email threads that we would like send to each other that were so bad. Like one time, you guys, I was living in this like back house of an apartment sort of thing, and I had this horrible cat whose name was Nadine because she had a white stripe like my head. It was snowing. I lived in Connecticut. It was so fucking bad. I got dumped. The morning of Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Went out and got drunk because I was like, fuck this. Got home and that cat took off in like 6 fucking feet of snow. It was one of the worst snowstorms that Connecticut had ever seen. And it took off and like...
Well, didn't it just fall in the snow?
Yes, so I couldn't fucking find her because she had the white stripe on top. And so I'm like looking for this stupid fucking cat. She got so goddamn like nervous. She shat herself.
And yeah, you fell, you know, headfirst into a mountain of snow. Wait. It's like an avalanche. You shit yourself too.
And the shit froze to her ass.
Oh no.
And so then I had to like, and I just remember sticking her in like a warm sink. I'm like, I don't even like this fucking cat. I hate this fucking holiday. Of course I got dumped. And now here I am cleaning duty off of a cat. It felt like happy fucking Valentine's Day. And I have it all like in email in real time to my sister because I like.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It was horrible.
I'm so glad that you have that story.
Right. Dumped, by the way, like bad dumped in front of people dumped.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. Like it was.
Oh, wow.
It was bad. Nice. And like, yeah, like fuck you. It didn't need to be like that. Which
no, it didn't.
We're going to talk about.
But yeah, story. I got engaged, so that's cool.
No, and no. And her ring.
Really, I feel like we really...
I know, we kind of...
Well, it's season 5. Mm-hmm. Nothing has changed.
And you guys, her ring is like the most beautiful thing.
I stare at it all the time. It's a family heirloom through his godmother. It was his godmother's grandmother's ring and her grandfather made it. So amazing. His godmother's great-great-grandfather... was a jeweler in Vienna and made it for his granddaughter's wedding. And it was her ring. It got passed down to her daughter and then her granddaughter, who is Mescal's godmother. So it was her ring that she wore in the entire marriage to her husband, Edward. Then she took it off after he passed several years ago. And when Mescal said he was looking for a ring, that was the one.
Are you keeping the story of how he proposed private or are you going to share that?
Oh, no, I'll share it.
It's good.
No, I'll totally share it. I mean, it was cute. It was sweet. I had gone out to Ojai for my birthday for a few days and I wanted to go on a hike. There was this hike like along a beautiful stream and there was a waterfall at the end. So I was really excited. I was like, yeah, we'll go see the waterfall. And it said it was like a mile and a half back. So we're hiking, you know, it's not like Runyon Canyon here. Okay. This was like some hiking where like you come to points and you're like, I'm pretty sure this looks like the trail goes this way. So it was, you know, it was out there, but it was gorgeous. There was nobody there. It was just us. It had just rained. Stunning. We're walking along, beautiful stream. 2.2 miles in, he goes, I don't know if we're ever going to come up to this waterfall. I was like, yeah, I don't think we are either. Let's just sit down. That's it. We'd been hiking for a while at that point. And he had his sweatshirt on, which I didn't realize it was because he had the box in the pocket. He was like, I can't put it in my shorts pocket because you would see it. And he was like, so I had it. And he was like sweating.
Oh. And you're like, dude, take off your sweatshirt.
Right. And he was like, no, I'm trying to get some extra back. And I was just like, okay, you know, not paying attention. And so anyway, I was like, yeah, fuck the waterfall. So I guess that was his plan, though, was, you know, go by this lovely waterfall and whatever. We just wound up sitting down on this nice little flat rock under this pretty tree and, like, looking at the stream going by. And we have this running joke. You know, he was always like, I don't make the rules, but at 40, like, that's what happens is it's over. It's just, you know. Trading. And I was like, oh shit, you know, nothing, you know, we, it was a running joke.
Right.
And
younger model, it's time
exactly,
for you.
Exactly, exactly. And he, no, he was just like, no, that's just, he's like, I don't even know if I want a younger model. And then, yeah,
done.
I just,
I'm tired.
Right. And he was like, let's just go on a good night. It was a joke, obviously. And so, anyway, we were sitting there and he said, hey, babe, he said, I figured out a way that I don't have to trade you in. And I was like, oh, good. Oh, you know, joking around. And I turned and was laughing. And he goes, I get to trade you up. And he just pulls the box out and he goes, will you marry me?
The cutest thing ever.
I mean, I had no idea. I had no idea.
I know you didn't. You know, you'd had a hell of a fucking week leading up to it.
Yeah, it was the week before we lost Bob. Mm-hmm. And that was really sudden and a huge shock. And it was a lot to take in. When I posted about the engagement stuff, I was like, I hope people don't think I'm like moving on or glossing over it. But it's also, you know, I wrote about it and I said it was a reminder that like life doesn't stop happening and good things don't stop happening even when you're in pain.
That's right.
And that you have to use those moments to remember that like it's all ups and downs.
Yeah.
And I got to enjoy that beautiful moment and be so happy. I'm really excited. Now, you know, some sort of wedding planning. I don't know. I keep asking.
You're like, we're not talking about it.
I haven't even figured it out yet. I'm going to get there. We want to do it, I think, by the end of the year. Like to do it maybe fall. So we'll see.
I mean, you guys taking your time, I think just enjoying, you know, being engaged is so important. And, you know, when you're marrying for the first time, as both of us have, you don't really think about that even, you know, like you're
planning. Right. Yeah. I'm like, no, it's just, we'll figure it out. We'll take our time. But
you just summed up, by the way, the exact reason I do like Valentine's Day, which is why I told that ridiculous story, is that to counteract it, it's the, you know, reminder of there's so many things to love.
Yeah.
And that love is so important. And as you guys talk about with Bob over and over again, saying I love you to someone is so important. And to me, like all the other holidays, you know, Christmas, even Hanukkah, all that have been so commercialized, this is just a holiday that's like, hey, this is a reminder to tell people that you love them.
Yeah.
And I just like that so much.
I always like to put a little something together for the girls or, you know, a little something. My mom always did that for me.
It's
so
my like grandmother always did it for us.
You know, my mom already sent her little Valentine's to the girls. And much like Bob, I try and never miss a chance to tell people that I love them.
Yeah.
They're an asshole. Like
also
I do with you.
Fantastic about that.
And now we'll go to break and we'll come back and we will talk more Valentine's Day and we will talk how to teach your kid how to deal with relationships, Valentine's Day, all of that kind of stuff, because it's not just about us. Our kids are now at the age where they're going through it too. So we hopefully have some good tips coming up.
Even though the holidays are behind us, I've been so busy that reprioritizing my health has become a main goal for me in 2022.
Oh, me too. I mean, I have been traveling for work so much lately, all over the place, and having care of prepackaged personalized vitamins has made sticking with my routine a priority and so easy.
Oh, I know. I love that. I also love that I don't ever run out thanks to the subscription service. I mean, it's so easy to like forget yourself, you know, when you run out, you're like, I'll do it later.
Totally.
But this makes prioritizing my health so simple and easy.
Yeah. And focusing on my health and finding a routine that works helps me keep healthy and active enough to go through a lot of really long days when my schedule is packed. And doing this is easy thanks to Care Of's daily packs that make taking my vitamins effortless.
Care Of is a subscription service that ships high quality, personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every month.
Yeah, and they do this with the help of a short quiz that's a total breeze, but somehow addressed a variety of health goals that I have. So I'm really excited to, you know, see like the long-term effects of all of this good self-care.
Yeah, wow. I mean, me too, seriously.
Yeah, for 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code SAYTHIS50. That's TAKECAREOF.com and just enter the code SAYTHIS50 for 50% off your initial order.
And we're back. Oh, look at that. That was like a little, I had like a little jingle in my
head. You did. I don't know what that was, but I appreciate it.
I know. I've been up since 3 a.m.
I know.
I realized that I look as though I put a lot of makeup on and did my hair for this fancy occasion of season 5, episode 1. I could lie and say that I did, but we know that's not the case. No, I had press this morning and it was like East Coast stuff. Right. So I was up at 3 a.m. That's why I'm absolutely exhausted and I have no idea what's coming out of my mouth.
Well, we also shot for YouTube yesterday.
We did. We did.
So I look super fancy because I slept in my makeup and I
got this hairdo might last for 4 days. I mean, have great. To see.
If it can.
Oh, it totally can.
Get everything out of it.
I will.
You know, it's like a head. Little, it's a little, I dream of Jeannie when she gets like super fancy and goes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm super into it. And it makes me realize that you should dress up as I Dream of Jeannie for Halloween if you never have.
Oh, okay, yeah. I guess we could do that.
I just did the I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the little boop, yep, boop. Yeah.
Like, when she has her, you know.
At least I don't have to learn how to wiggle my nose like Tabitha.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
But, so we're talking relationships and Valentine's Day. And like I said, I got dumped really bad in a horrible way. And we did want to talk about our kids getting dumped or your kids getting dumped. But also, how to effectively and nicely dump someone, not in front of a lot of people at brunch. On Valentine's Day, that's a shitty way to do it. I won't say his name, but he knows who he is. That's
right.
Yeah.
How old was he, by the way?
This was when I was 22.
Oh,
and so he was like 3 years older than me.
Yeah, so he was like, he was just
emotionally 11.
Yeah, right.
You know, with a little white hat wearing, you know what I'm talking about, that kind of guy. You know, baseball, they're like all those guys that...
Dude bros.
Remember I sent you that meme and it was like a bunch of dude bros like standing in a circle and they're holding a beer and it was like that guy just to, you know, like rub my labia twice and asked if I came.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just a bunch of dude bros.
It was
okay,
that guy.
Got it.
Yeah, that's
it was bad.
So Sabrina and Celia and I had been going over some articles that were actually really, really helpful and two out of the three of them were actually written by teens, like 17, 18 year old people who were talking about how they hoped their families would support them or how their families did support them through something or, you know, kind of the awkward conversations and all that. I thought it was really helpful
to get a teen's perspective.
Yeah. So what were some of the things?
Well, they being supportive and listening, like a lot of those things for sure. And then the other article that we had, you know, looked at was one from a psychologist, I believe. And she also gave some good advice, I think, for parents. And like, they sort of were good crossovers. Like it was nice to see.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because here's the thing. About 46% of teens aged 13 to 17 have not been in a dating or romantic relationship. Mm-hmm. And this all comes from the article. 35% of teens aged 13 to 17 have some experience with romantic relationships, and 9 aged 13 to 17 are currently in a relationship.
Yeah.
So it, you know, while it takes up a lot of their mental space, it's not necessarily every kid out there has a boyfriend or a girlfriend or is in a relationship. And relationships have sort of morphed now. I mean, it's starting with art.
Yeah, they definitely have. And also, like, in nowadays, it's like before you know, can say you're broken up with someone, you also have to be in a relationship with somebody.
Right. And that's
not always the case right now.
And that's, well, look, I mean, that's kind of the gray area of dating. Right. And really, like, our generation was very much the, like, hooking up, hanging out, what, you know, kind of like kids are now. But they were boyfriends, girlfriends, but it started becoming a little more vague. It wasn't like, oh, we're going steady. Oh, we're, I mean, that's also
very. Wow. Wow, like what are you, in Happy Days? The fuck ever said going steady? Oh, and by the way, at one point, Dustin...
That's why I said it ironically with a little, you know.
One point, Dustin actually used that. He's like, he said something like, I don't know if, you know, my niece is going with anyone. And my kids were like, what? And he was like, going with. And I said...
My parents say that.
Okay, this was my boyfriend. He's a year younger than I am. I was like, nobody says that, Dustin. And he was like, they do in Oklahoma.
I was going to say, they do in Oklahoma and in the Midwest. That's a very Midwestern thing.
Okay, but he also like
going with
argued with me for a while that it was like a thing that kids say. I was like, the fuck it is. It is
not. No, I'm going to say Midwest.
Midwest people weigh in on this, please. Do people still say going with even now? This is a man who does not have children who's like, swear. I don't think his like nieces would say. Going with a boy.
Well, no, not that. But like, I've heard like people are sort of referring to it that way. I don't know.
I like that. Now
anyway,
it's our age, you and me. I'm not the same age. And wait, back to what we were talking about. For me, for us, like my age, which is almost 10 years younger than you.
10 years younger than me? Did you fall out of the tree?
Roger. And I want to be. That's when a gummy in the morning gets
fall out of the tree.
Fuck. Yeah, I meant older. Shut up. You don't have to rub it in. God damn it.
You're so old that you're...
Yeah, I'm so old I fucking forget how old I am.
You're so old you've lapped me.
But I'm Benjamin Button.
You're Benjamin Button. Now you got to the end, now you're going back.
Yeah, now I'm going back. But here... You didn't really hook up when
people were going together
in your days. When they were going together.
When they were
going with. But it was more... Because that was... Things have changed so much as far as like this, what society thinks of women. I mean, no, we're not there yet at all, but like, it wasn't like a, if you were like the girl that went and hooked up with somebody.
But that's still the case now.
It should fucking not be for fucking sure.
Let me tell you, it's still the case now.
And hookup wasn't a thing that we said, like in high school, that was
really?
Nah.
Yeah, that was definitely, but I want to define that shit and get all weird about
it. Right. And I have 8 years on you. So that's probably
that's
why.
True.
You just didn't talk about
it. Right. You're fucking old. Anyway, so that's kind of what we're talking about, is this gray area, and even your generation and whatever, like it was like you either kind of had a boyfriend, it wasn't just like hanging out, or nobody wanted to talk about it. Right. It was like, it was a thing. You either did or you didn't.
Do you remember like passing notes where you'd like rate someone and like, you're like, you like me this much, that thing? Did you guys do that?
No, that shit was like a yes or no question.
Yeah.
I was scoring like a 4 out of 10.
Oh my God. Why
am I going to?
It literally would just say yes, no,
yes,
and you would know what it was referring to.
No, we used to do like, it was like 1 to 5 on a scale from 1 to 5. You like me how much? No joke. That was like.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's made it.
And you're like, wait, but if it's out of 5, then I'm in the middle. So how much? Like maybe? And what about?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like yes or no. Check the box.
Fucking ridiculous.
I don't even know where the hell we were talking about. but back to defining a relationship. Like this, our kids our age now, like this is a huge gray area. I think the gray area's gotten even bigger. You know, in these articles, it's just like teaching kids this sort of differentiation of dating helps you clarify, because yes, it's awkward to talk about, but you kind of need to, you know, have an idea with your kids. Like, look, okay, so you guys have been talking for like how long? Like a couple weeks, a month, 2 months, whatever. Like, of course, and teens don't want to talk about this with you. And in the articles too, it says like, that's fine.
Right. Just
don't force it. And don't use your ideas of what a relationship should be. It's just letting them know that they can clarify this, and they can't, like, you know, before maybe you make a decision to be with somebody, then you should like know, well, are they expecting the same things from me that I am from them?
Right.
And that's okay to have that conversation. And I have been learning how to have uncomfortable conversations for 40 years. I'm still learning how to. So trying to teach our kids now that, like, look, you have to be able to have these conversations and talking to them about it and being like, yeah, sometimes it feels a little weird, but this is what, you know, relationships are, is opening up and asking questions. There's nothing wrong with just asking the person that you're dating or interested in. And this, by the way, this goes for adults too.
Yeah.
And being like, so what's going on? What's the deal? I mean, not. But that's apparently, I should have been reading articles geared towards 16-year-olds.
We should have been taught this when we were 16. I mean, that's the thing. I will say that I was so proud. Harper is like so, like, early in the years, a guy liked her, I guess. And was like, you know, flirting with her and sort of acting like they were together. And he would like say different things to her. And she'd be like, you realize that, like, I'm not your girlfriend. And he'd get jealous when she talked to somebody else.
She was like.
And she's like, I'm not your girlfriend. Like, we're not even dating. And he was like, well, what does dating mean? And she was like, well, you'd need to ask me out on a date. And he goes, well, I don't know how to do that. Like,
It's called a sentence. You put it together. It's got a subject, a predicate. At the end is a question mark. Or if it's in Spanish, there's one at the beginning of the sentence too. And you ask if I'd like to go get a fucking coffee.
Well, that's so funny. So he's like, okay, well, I'd like to go on a date with you. And she goes, okay, well, what would you like to do? And he was like, wait, I have to plan it. And she was like, oh, okay, goodbye.
She was like,
I'm done with that. But I was the kid that would, or teen that would have been like, let me plan it for you.
Teen,
fuck. In my 40s, I still would have been like, let me plan it for you. Like, I'll do everything and make it easy. That's how I'm
hosting this podcast with Miss Piggy now?
Yeah.
I'm
don't know. I just decided that was my teenage voice for something.
I mean, now I know maybe why you have that I love boys hat, because that's what you sounded like.
First of all, I did not have that island boys hat when I was a teenager. That was middle school. It was gone by the time I was a teenager. No, I think I was like, well, I probably had it for like 3 years. I
probably had that thing in your closet until you were 16. You didn't wear it, but it was still there.
Probably. Oh, God. That's why I got dumped at the brunch. I was wearing the Island Boys hat.
Well, I mean, he was like, well, what boys? Me boy? That boy?
Right, any boy? All the boys.
No, you're not my boyfriend. Not right.
As a busy working mom, I don't have time for a 10-step process to address my fun little crow's feet or how dry my skin can get and, you know, deal with how my skin is reacted to like the change in the season. I don't know about you, but it's a lot.
I definitely relate to that. This winter skin is just, it's the worst. My skin is dry. I'm breaking out. It's just really not helping. And I've been searching for a simple but effective skincare routine. And I found it when I discovered Proven Skincare. Seriously.
Proven's skincare formulas are amazing. They're rooted in the world's largest beauty database, the Skin Genome Project, and the winner of MIT's AI Technology of the Year Award. Hello, smart people made.
Seriously, and Proven Skincare is rooted in science. You guys know I have been really lucky with my skin, and I'd like to keep it that way. And Proven is doing that. They have analyzed the universe of skincare by studying the effectiveness of over 20,000 skincare ingredients from over 100,000 skincare products and over 28 million testimonials. Seriously, you guys, all this data has given Proven the ability to pinpoint exactly what your skin needs.
I mean, all of this analysis results in Proven Skincare's custom three-step system that actually works, including a personalized cleanser, day moisturizer with SPF, and personalized night cream. Oh my gosh, my skin is like China, I swear. This simple and effective system replaces my shelf full of products.
Plus, my formulations are updated every 8 weeks to evolve with me. So any changes in my skin or environment or how my skin acclimates to active ingredients is addressed every few weeks, which I love because, you know, living in LA, there's pollen, there's weather, there's humidity, all, you know, all kinds of stuff. And it's definitely starting to get warmer here. And I love that I can update my product formulations as it gets hotter and drier.
Oh, it's amazing, honestly. Give your skincare exactly what it needs with Proven Skincare. Go to provenskincare.com and take the free skin genome quiz and use code SAYTHIS for $20 off of your first order. That's provenskincare.com, code SAYTHIS for $20 off of your first order. One more time, provenskincare.com, code SAYTHIS.
I think the heading boundaries, like you said, just asking for clarification. That's right. Okay.
It said too, and this is, I think, extremely important and something that I'm watching television and all of this stuff. I mean, Euphoria.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're looking at you, Euphoria.
I love the show.
Me too.
Terrifying. Yeah. You know, I mean, that the really abusive relationship that they depicted in the first season, and it's still kind of
going on.
And that is so incredibly common. So common in teenage relationships, and teaching your kids when, you know, like the what's a you know, sort of a green flag, green light moment.
Yeah.
And also, speaking from experience, how to not paint those green or red flags green.
I knew you were going to say.
Leave them red if they're red, you know, and teaching your kids how to have those boundaries and how to realize when possessiveness and jealousy is becoming a problem. If it's, you know, something you like, oh, I saw you were talking to so-and-so and it,
right.
You know, and it's a cute, fine.
Right.
But when it becomes possessiveness, you don't have kids to have any other friends. I don't want you going here. I don't want you going to this school activity. I don't,
talking,
you know,
to that guy.
Or, right. All of those things that when you're a teen feel like that's, he loves me. Oh my God, right. He loves me so much. And teaching, you know, young men or, you know, same-sex relationships too. Like,
right.
This happens in every dynamic. It doesn't matter what type of relationship. It happens in friendships too. But,
yep.
you know, teaching your kid to notice those red flags, those boundaries, and to say, it's okay to put the brakes on that. And talking with them and saying, like, you know, this is, don't lose all of your social life and all of yourself completely in a relationship. And it's hard, you know, God, it's hard as an adult. And when you're a teenager and it's the first time, oh my God, it's the best feeling ever. You just want that all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, talking to them and being like, look, you need to have make sure you still have that rich, full, big life in addition to being in a relationship.
Well, and then, you know, for parents out there listening, and we think hopefully there's more parents than kids, though we know there are teens listening. Dee Dee, we're looking at you. you know, we've got different advice from other clinical psychologists. And also, like, I work with teens, and there's things I say to them all the time about setting boundaries. And also to never assume, and I say this to my adult clients too, please hear me when I say this. If unless you have established that you are exclusive, you're not.
Right, yeah. Don't just be like, no, I'm pretty sure that's it, yeah.
No, you're not. And you have every right to ask the person, like, are we exclusive? Because I only participate in certain activities with people that I'm exclusive with if you want that, that's what you're aiming for.
Right, and also it just helps to clarify because you might be like, oh no, of course they think that we're exclusive.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, I was talking to so-and-so. And you're like, wow.
Right. You're like, no, I got another date this weekend.
You're right, like, you're like, who?
Right.
And they're like, oh, I didn't think we were. And you're like, I am crushed.
But while we're on that topic, I'm going to say one piece of advice that somebody gave me once that I think is so important is this. And it's a hard thing to ask, I understand, but it's really, and to wrap your head around. And I wish someone had said it to me when I was a teen. If you are exchanging bodily fluids with anyone,
Have you been tested?
Have you been tested? And have they been tested? And you have the right to ask them if they are doing that with anybody else.
Yeah, period. You do.
Like, don't feel weird about it. I don't care if it's just kissing. There's, you know, you stay away from cold sores if you can. Like, every single
words of advice from Celia.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I got cold sores from my fucking sister, but not because we were making out. I used her chapstick. That was stupid. But, you know,
that comment or using her chapstick?
All of the above. But I think that's really important. And so anyway, as parents, we need to start with ground rules for our kids.
Right.
And, you know, if you're parenting, you know, with a partner, it's really important to have a conversation together so that, you know, you're on the same page about what you're talking about. Actually, Jesse and I have had that conversation.
I've had to, you have to have these conversations. And also, I think it's important. One of the things, too, and I want to make sure and include this sort of in the beginning of this conversation, is letting your kids know, you know, that you are coming to this with an open mind and trying to keep things as neutral as possible so that the line of communication is open.
Right.
So
it's no not judgment.
Like, right. No, you know, not like, is there a girl you like? Is there a boy you like? Is there a person you like? Is there anybody you like?
Right.
Just that small little change of words will be able to keep so many lines of communication open that would otherwise be very tightly closed.
And ask if there's anyone that likes you. Because I think sometimes we fall into as teens, and I'm only speaking from my experience, I guess, but like even my first boyfriend, I knew he liked me.
Right.
I didn't actually like him. But he kept kind of pursuing me enough that I was kind of like, well, I guess I should just go out with him.
Oh, you know, like most young women are.
Right. And like, it's important, I guess, to be like, yeah, if you don't like him, like, and he likes you, you don't have to feel obligated to go out.
Not at all. And, you know, again, setting those ground rules, whether you're parenting in the same household with the parents of your kids, whether it's co-parenting at different households, whether it's step-parent and you know. You got to talk about this stuff because it's like, are we going to meet the person? Are they going to come in? Is it going to, you know, I want to at least see who you're going out with.
Oh.
And that's, you know, obviously.
Definitely meet the person.
Well, obviously. But that's, you know, and it talked about like at different ages. You know, look, if they're like 18, 19 and they're living at home going to community college, you're not going to have them come in and be like, hello, have dinner with them. You know, it's a little different.
Right.
But, you know, if you're like 15-year-old is like, oh, yeah, I have a boyfriend. You're like, yeah, I bet you do. Yeah, I would love to see his happy little ass come in his house.
Right.
You know, and not in a threatening, intimidating way. I'd say that jokingly. But, like, I'd love, you know, if you're having that, then I want to know who you're hanging out with. That's like friends or anything else. Those are reasonable requests, but it's helpful to have them ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah, so they know what they're I mean, Harper's always like, oh my God, when I have a boyfriend, like having him meet you and dad is like, you guys are just going to embarrass me. I'm like, yeah. I promise, I will not do that.
I'll be silly and stuff in front of your friends, whatever. And like, and I've been trying to get better at that. I've been trying to be more respectful of, you know, it was particularly with Zoe and B, if they're like, please don't post that picture or please don't talk about it. Like,
yeah,
got it. But you know, yeah, I don't want to embarrass my kids. I want to teach my girls how to have healthy relationships, which is something that I struggled with for a while.
Yeah,
so I want to be able to, you know, sort of impart some of the knowledge that I finally got here at the end of a lot of ups and downs that all of us have faced. You know, I want to be able to have those open conversations with them and talk about that kind of stuff. And before it comes up and be like, look, I just want to know who you're hanging out with. I want you to be happy. I want you to be healthy. I might not love everyone that you date. That's fine. But if I see things that I have concerns about, I'm going to say something.
Lulu asked me in the car today when we were driving out of nowhere. She goes, Mom, should I like boys yet? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, I didn't at your age. And she's like, right. I mean, I'm only 10. But like, when am I supposed to? I said, well, you may never. And she was like, well, right now I like, you know, girls more. And I was like, great. Like, then you do. And if that stays, that stays. And if you like boys, though. She doesn't care.
Okay. Got it. I was like,
I asked her.
Got it.
Yeah. I'll say that actually. I asked Lulu to share this conversation and she's very, very, very clear that she feels like she may be in the LGBTQ. I feel like there's other letters after that now. And I don't
know. IA+.
Thank you. Cause I'm too old and can't remember things. And she feels that she identifies there, but she's also like, I'm not totally sure yet. Am I supposed to know? And that's when you also realize, I think, especially around Valentine's Day, that it's like all around.
Right.
You know, and like she definitely does have friends in school that are like, oh yeah, they like each other and they're boyfriend, girlfriend at 10 years old. Cause you know, you do. And she's not interested. And I'm like, great. I wasn't until like eighth grade, I think.
I mean, it just, you know, look, all this stuff comes along differently at different ages for different people. Some people aren't interested ever. And they're like, I'm cool by myself. Right. And that's totally fine too. So, yeah, it's, you know, realizing that coming from a perspective that is a little bit more open-minded these days, you know, and for us, I think romance and the idea of romance is different than
what it used to be.
I will never forget, though. Oh, my goodness. I will never forget this boy, Ryan, who asked me out by writing. He wrote a card to me and put it in my mailbox like before school morning and doused it in the cologne that he wore.
Oh my God.
And it was so sweet. It was so cute.
Was it Jacquard Noir?
Probably. Or Cool Water.
Yeah, or Polo.
Right, one of those three. But whatever it was, but like I remember that. These days, it's a little bit different. Kids these days. No, but young people these days, it's different for them. It's like, oh, I hearted someone's thing. Like, that's a very public display. You know, that's a public
display. They commented. They watched my story.
Right. They watched my story but you know, the next step is they liked it or they commented on it.
I have 40-year-old women clients that still say that, by the way. I mean, just so we're clear.
First of all of us in here and most of us listening would be lying if we said that we all didn't do the same thing.
I have a boyfriend who doesn't know how to use social media. So.
I have a boyfriend who I still get excited when I see that he likes, or a fiance. Actually.
Yeah.
That I still get excited when I'm like, oh, he liked my picture. He's so cute.
I know that Dustin knows I'm ticked off at him if all of a sudden I go on Instagram and there's like 3 likes on something. Like, I'm like, oh, you feel like that was the where to go?
You know, romance, it's not dead, but it's different. It's different. And, you know, dating has really evolved since social media, whether you're a young person or an adult. But I think, you know, people our age, we kind of have this, you know, the before times reference.
Right.
And young people's generation is like, that's all right. I'm good with that. Like that, you know, I don't need someone to write me a card. They sent me a DM and then, you know, followed me back and commented on a picture.
Right.
That is literally the equivalent. It is not any different to them. It is the same exact feeling. So I think,
crazy, isn't it?
I think we have to remember, like, just socializing, not only with the advent of social media, but with the pandemic, all that, it's very different.
Right.
Just did a movie about
that's right. We'll see what it is.
I really wasn't.
Watch it.
It's called Just Swipe. It's on, you can, streaming starting February 8th. It'll be, by the time this episode's out, it'll be streaming on iTunes, all of that. You know, you can purchase it and watch, but it's all about online dating and how that's very different and how the pandemic has made it different and how you connect with someone virtually now, you know, and you text them and you know, all that kind of stuff. Our generation and older is like, oh, well, you have to do it a certain way. It's like, no, you can get just as deep of a connection over messages or over FaceTime and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Justin and I met online. I mean,
you and I met online. I mean, that's not like true. A romantic relationship.
But, look, people are asking that.
All I'm saying is, if shit doesn't work out, I'm just saying, I'm still trying to figure out. I might marry you at the end of all this when I'm like 70 and just be like, fuck it, let's just do this.
Miss Gallery told me that he would just, I could be a sister wife. So
fantastic.
I think we're set.
They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but if you can't see, there's really nothing to behold. So thankfully, there's Felix Gray glasses that will help you see clearly.
Yeah, I've been wearing prescription glasses for years, and I mean since first grade, and this is the first pair of Felix Grays that I've had, and they are the best in class blue light lenses. These magical lenses help give me the clarity I need to get me through my day.
You know, although I don't wear glasses, I am glued to my screen 23 out of the 24 hours in a day, it feels like, whether I'm, you know, on my computer or my phone or whatever that I need to be doing stuff. That can mean a blurry vision, eye strain, and headaches, and I'm prone to migraines, and I really try and avoid them. But with my Felix Gray blue light glasses, there's only one thing I'm feeling, and that's relief.
Yeah, that's because their blue light lenses filter 15 times more blue light than other leading blue light lenses. Plus, they relieve symptoms of digital eye strain and support your vision well-being. I mean, who doesn't need that these days? Like, we're always in front of some sort of screen.
Oh, seriously. And 5 years ago, Felix Gray set out to revolutionize eyewear by designing a lens that would improve the effects of daily screen time, because we all know we've only been on it more.
Oh, yeah. Since then, Felix Gray has been on a mission to create a better relationship with technology. And because of this, they've developed a world-class blue light blocking lens that diminishes the irritating side effects of blue light, like tired eyes, headaches, like you said, and sleep disruptions, which, you know, I suffer from, and they're just amazing.
Yeah. And if you want 2022 to be the last time you ever suffer from the side effects of digital eye strain, and start the new year off on the right foot with Felix Gray.
Regardless if you're looking for non-prescription or prescription glasses, Felix Gray has got you covered. Check them out now, felixgrayglasses.com/say this.
That's felixgrayglasses.com, SAYTHIS. Free shipping, free returns, free exchanges. felixgrayglasses.com/say this.
The hardest thing, though, and I think this is the thing that we all struggle with, is breakups.
Yeah.
Particularly young people.
Yeah.
Because they've never experienced this heartbreak before, right?
I know.
And it's really hard to, as an adult, when you're like, oh my God, you're going to get trampled on 300 more times, at least. We can't say that to them.
I know.
Because in the midst of it, it is the first heartbreak they've ever, these are the first times they've been feeling these feelings of rejection or jealousy or hurt or embarrassment or all that. This is it. They don't have it. There's no frame of reference.
So, and that teen angst, like I can feel it if I even like think about it.
I can't, it makes me sound like nauseous right now thinking about it.
So terrible.
And the pain of a breakup hurts whether you're, you know, 15, 25, 45, 65. It doesn't matter.
You never have been dumped, though, right?
At one time, I was.
How old were you?
It's not, this is neither here nor there.
It is to me. You didn't have to.
I was in high school, but here's the thing. I that's not a good thing. That just means I have probably such severe attachment disorder. Fuck out of here before you can say anything. So, that is not a healthy thing. That is not something I used to be like, I'm never gonna break up. I'm like, oh, that's because you're so emotionally broken that you've just broken up with everyone.
Well, on the flip side, I'm so fucking codependent and like gives people, or used to be, I guess, like give people so much leeway that it took me until my 40s to ever break up with anybody.
Right.
And then once I did it, I was like, oh, I'm gonna break up with everybody.
You're assuming that I broke up with people. I didn't even do that. I just was like, it was like all of a sudden I was gone, right? not healthy, not nice. Good at all.
Post-it note. You left the post-it note. Right.
You know, so anyway, I'm not proud of it. I want to talk about this with my kids because I have not been great at it. Yeah. Not good at uncomfortable conversations. It's something I've had to learn and had to learn how to do as I've gotten older that I still struggle with.
It's hard. Confrontation's hard.
It is. And breaking up sucks no matter what. Mm-hmm. But we have to talk about it so that we don't raise young people like dude bro who broke up with you over brunch at 25 years old. Okay?
On Valentine's Day.
Fucking Valentine's Day. Like, of all things, at least wait till brunch the next week. You know what I mean? But
break up with me the day before, even. Fuck you.
No, gotta do. When it gets that close, I feel like the day after. I feel like you gotta just go through with it, you suck it up and move on. Anyway, again, this is
so
why
I wanted to make a sexual reference, but I won't.
That's true. Yeah. No, never was that.
Right.
Pity sex.
Right.
Anyway.
Breaking up the right way.
Right. That's what I've got so confused and overwhelmed by
this. Well, so I know I just said, I said this and I say it all the time to clients and to my kids for that matter. Confrontation is hard. Obviously, a breakup is confrontation.
Right.
Nothing in life changes without confrontation.
Well, and or without it being uncomfortable. Yeah, like yes. I would say, nobody changes. Nobody changes until they're uncomfortable.
Right.
And so if you're in a relationship that you are no longer comfortable in, that isn't serving you, that you're not growing in, that, you know, is not what you want it to be, that's okay.
Yes.
The thing that they talked about too is, you know, do it. You have to learn how to do this face to face. You have to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
it's easy to text it.
Right. It's easy
I've
to text
done that. I know it's kind of
well
shitty.
Texted it. Right. DM just moved.
Yeah. You know, new phone, who dis?
Shit, I texted. You can't text them back to say that. No, I. What?
Nothing. I was just remembering when I was with you when you got a text and it was literally that. Like, you were like, I don't know who this is. And like, if we'd seen the person for outside of your house.
Oh, yes.
And I'd be like, texted you and you're still like, I still don't know who this is.
Yeah. Babe, don't worry. It's fine.
It
was not you.
Like, he listens to this.
That's true. But I don't want him hearing like secondhand thinking that, no, this was years ago.
Years ago.
You know, you have to learn how to do these uncomfortable conversations. You have to say it face to face. And you have to know how to take responsibility and take ownership and not, you know, try and destroy someone with doing it, but be like, you know, look, I need to do these things for me right now. And as a young person, it's really hard because you get involved in a relationship and suddenly, at any point, you get involved in a relationship, suddenly all of your friends are friends. Everything you do is together. And untangling that web, whether you're in high school or you're an adult, is uncomfortable because it's feelings and emotions and it's weird and it's awkward. Yeah, now you've got to get your things and I've got to give you back your jacket and I've got, you know, whatever it is.
I got to throw things on your lawn and call you names as I drive away with my friend.
Right.
Maybe I do.
Yeah,
that.
Don't. Right. Well, again, this is why we're having this conversation. Chances are we don't handle it the best.
Right.
But having the conversation with your kid about how to do it the best, look, they may or may not want to have that conversation. And if they don't, then guess what? Your kids are going to have to learn to do this.
Yeah.
It's nice to have this conversation, not when they're in the middle of, you know, breaking up with someone. Well, did you do it face to face? Did you? No. But, you know, if you hear them say, like, I'm just going to text them, be like, oh, man, how would you feel?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And if they're like, I don't care, then you'd be like, okay.
All right.
Because they're going to learn the natural consequences of that. Or maybe the other person is also going to be like, I'm so glad we didn't have to do that.
Yeah. And that might be the case.
And that might be the case.
But do unto others is like kind of the way. If you are cool with the way you're treating that person, then think about, you know, make sure you are.
Unless you're kind of a douchebag. And then, you know, maybe you might be like, oh, that's fine. I don't care. I don't want to see your face.
Well, and it might maybe a douchebag, but it also might be the same thing. It's like both people kind of know. And then they're
kinda
just
know.
Like, great,
exactly.
Fine. But I think that the other thing to do is remind your kids, even as they're breaking up or in whatever relationship, that, you know, this is a really great way to practice how you want to treat other people and how you want to be treated. And that every relationship as it ends, whether you were dumped or you're the, you know, dumperer, that this is all practice for the next thing. Even if it's a relationship with a friend, like this is all ways to practice communication and how it feels to, you know, set your own boundaries.
Yeah.
Boundaries
and it can be really uncomfortable. And it's important to remember to like keep parts of your life separate that you have. So that when or if things don't go along as you planned, you have those relationships and those friendships. And, you know, look, it's a lesson that we all have to learn, which is we get in a relationship We completely avoid our friends. We totally don't talk to them. We're not there when they're going through stuff. And then all of a sudden, we're done with that relationship and we want to jump back into the friendship. And our friends are like, yo, like my grandma died and you didn't even call me. You know what I mean? Like some stuff like that. And a lot of times we have to learn those things the hard way. So, you know, if you're listening and you're in that position, you got to have the uncomfortable conversation and you have to learn how to do it eventually. But also the most important thing is don't discount their experience or their feelings just because they're young. Don't tell them like, oh, it's just young.
Right.
Love is love. Like, it's just as serious
right.
to them as it is when you get older. Now, when you get older and you have perspective, that's different. But when you're young, you don't have that yet.
Right.
So when someone tells you to, oh, don't worry, you're going to get over this, it feels like they're just saying your feelings aren't really important and they don't really matter because they're not as big as or important as adult feelings.
Right.
And that's not the case.
No, and empathize. Like, you remember what it was like as a parent. We've all been dumped, unless you're Jody. We've all been dumped. And we've all gone through pain regardless. Like, just remember, like, that you're there and say, you know, oh, you know, I'm so sorry. I know it hurts. Please, like, if you want to talk about it, if you don't want to talk about it, if you need a pint of Ben and Jerry's and some popcorn and, you know, 5 episodes of Gilmore Girls. Great, let's do it. You
and
know,
it's
like,
the little things. Don't make them talk about it at dinner when their siblings are there or, you know, their dad or whatever, you know.
Right.
Maybe they don't want to talk about it. Just, hey, how you doing?
Yep.
Want to get a snack? You want anything? You want a coffee? Bring them a little surprise. If you know they're going through stuff, just, again, do unto others. Treat them how you would want to be treated when you're in the middle of heartbreak. Yeah. And I can guarantee, you know, if you do that, your teens will have a much more open and honest conversation and relationship with you about their love interests and their heartbreaks and their joy and their happiness too. Because, you know, teenage relationships are not just pain and heartbreak, but they are really wonderful firsts. Oh, my God. We all can stop and think about those moments that we had, those first times, those first things that were like, oh, you never get that again.
It's
you don't
so
get
true.
That first moment again, right? So let them appreciate that too and celebrate them in that too, because this is a part of them growing up and experiencing the world and getting their eyes opened to the joy and the pain that life and relationships bring, right? So, you know, above all, be kind to your kids when they're going through this. Listen to them.
Be kind to yourself if you're going through this also.
Yeah.
Because being dumped or even, you know, having to break up with someone is
no fun.
It sucks.
It's awful. It sucks.
Self-care is important.
Yes.
I don't care what that means to you, you know. Like, maybe that's watching TV. Maybe it's hanging out with your kids, you know.
It's going to therapy.
Go to therapy. Right. Meditation. Yoga. I don't care. Just be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Spread some love on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Spread some love and not some cold sores.
That's always a good lesson and rule of thumb.
Spread love, not cold sores.
Yeah. No,
there
I think that's fair.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Definitely not the title of this fucking episode.
No.
Love, not cold sores. Oh, God, if you have not been on Instagram and looked at Jody's ring, please do that. Like, I'm staring
it.
At
it's
it through
so,
this whole episode. It's so pretty. It makes me very happy.
No, it makes me feel really, really special. And that knowing that I really 100% have found my person and that everyone in my life is as excited about him being in it as I am. And that's how I know that I got the right one.
You so do. He's fantastic. I love him.
He's going to be so thrilled that I've just been gushing on and on about him.
Don't tell him I said I loved him, because then he'll send me something and tell me to fuck off.
You just said it publicly on a podcast.
And no one say anything.
Anyway, you know what? At least I know I'm not breaking up with you.
Aw, thanks. Aww. I'm so glad. I love you.
You know, once we get matching tattoos, well, we have matching tattoos.
We
can't. I'm surprised that didn't curse our relationship and that we didn't break up. I feel like that's usually the case.
No, it's when you win an award. If you thank me, then it's over.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone's an award, and they're like, I'd like to thank my whoever.
Well, I'd probably forget in the moment.
I think that's
for the best. So it's fine. Yeah. I'll say I did it intentionally, though, to save our friendship.
I think that's a good idea.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. Season 5, episode 1. We are back. Come check us out at Never Thought I'd Say This across all socials. You can find me at Jody Sweeten across all socials.
You can find me at The Celia Behar
Also, make sure you come check out our YouTube channel.
Yep.
We are still doing that new content every week. And yeah, that's at Never Thought I'd Say This on YouTube. We're having so much fun.
Yep.
And I can't wait for the rest of season 5.
It's going to be awesome. Oh, and Effing Birds. Go check out Effing Birds.
Yes, go check out Effing Birds. Yeah, and we'll post links to these articles too in our... Do we have a link tree still set up?
We do.
Yeah, maybe we'll post the links to these articles so the parents can check them out.
Maybe someone will need to remind me to do that.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
And remember, you guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids, but maybe your cultures.
Never Thought I'd Say This with Jodi Sweetin and Celia Behar is an Audio Boom original.